This is actually sad. It's actually sad because the church that I know growing up turned out to be whack. They call themselves church, but you don't see the Spirit of God moving. They call themselves church, but it's actually a social club. Every Sunday you go and you give them your money and you come back home and they tell you, oh, you did your duty. This is just, it's a deception. And people are tired of it. People are angry at God. They're angry at God because the preachers and the church leaders that were supposed to be talking about the truth, are supposed to show the way, are not doing what they're supposed to do. They misled people, and people got frustrated and angry, and now they're angry at God. But God is the same. God is a loving God. God has not let us down. He has not abandoned us. We are being misled. And the ones who wake up and realize that they're being misled actually find the truth. You can't blame God for not waking up. It's your choice to wake up. And it's easy. It's easy. Waking up is a matter of wanting to. Look at the reality. And when the facts present themselves in front of you, don't reject it. Embrace it. And realize that when the truth comes in front of you, the truth is not easy to swallow. That's when you know it's the truth. When you are being told an example that Donald Trump is for you and you refuse it, why do you refuse it? Why do you fight it so much? And let's go down to the bottom of it. What did Donald Trump do to you? Why do you say this man is not good? You don't know him personally, but why do you say that? And clearly, you cannot give me an answer because you are being fed up by the media to be told that the man is no good. Now, what if I told you that those medias are evil? What if I tell you that those who are behind those medias are the evil entity who are forcing people to come against what is actually good for them? Because by now, people are realizing that the one that is sitting as president is not for them. But now people are realizing, no, this is not right. How is the oil that was being stocked up during the pandemic because people were not driving, is being high priced? We had so much oil that they didn't even know what to do with it. They had to stop producing oil because there was so much oil. So now, why are we paying so much for gas? Why did we pay so much for gas and still paying so much for gas? Just one answer. They don't love you. They don't care for you. And the bottom line is, wake up. You can do something about it. We have to come together as one, but it takes love for that. Hence, the church is supposed to lead people to let them know you are being lied to. Instead, they keep the blind eye. They show the blind eye. So, I am an underground preacher to tell you there is a church. And the true church of Jesus Christ is not the church that you go to on Sunday. It is an underground church. And if you're really seeking the truth, you will find the truth. And the truth will set you free. Remember that. This is a talk for the ones who really after the truth, who want to know what's really going on. And coming to Donald Trump, I believe he is good for America. Because first of all, he's against abortion. And any president who's for abortion is with the dark side. No matter how you call it, you cannot kill babies and tell me that you love people. You cannot put some money forward for people to go kill babies rather than putting the money forward for people to raise them. I mean, let us be logical here. If I have some money in my hand, and I have the option to help you raise a child, but instead I tell you, no, you got the option to go kill that child. What sense am I making, beside being wicked and evil? What sense am I making? But that's what's really going on in America, and people are fighting for the right to go kill the baby. Now realizing that the person who's financing that could have financed you to raise the baby rather than financing you to kill that baby. So think about it. Don't just follow blindsided or willy-nilly without even doing no research. Your life is on the line. This is my first topic, and I think I'm going to post that on Truth Social. And all I'm doing is just bringing you the truth. Open your eyes and see it. Don't reject it. Open your eyes and see it. Somebody who's usually hated so much. Because I used to follow the same pattern, hating Donald Trump. Until the day God tapped my shoulder and told me, why are you hating him so much? I could not answer him. But then he put it to my mind and revealed it to me. You hating him so much because the media is telling you to hate him. So I realized I don't have to. I don't have to hate him. It's a choice. And I also realized that Jesus Christ was hated and killed by this world because he was the light, because the world loved darkness rather than light. So if they kill Jesus Christ, who's the light, what do you think they're going to do to anyone who's trying to follow Jesus Christ? What do you think they're going to do to anyone who's trying to follow the truth? They're going to try to kill him the same way they're persecuting Donald Trump. And he is actually for the good of America. I'm not saying he's perfect. He got his flaws. But out of everybody out there, he's better off. And we've seen it when he was the president. Yeah, let those who do wicked still. And let those who do good still. Basically, if you're out there, you want to be asleep, you want to be wicked, whatever you want to do, just make your choice and do it. Because the Lord is coming quickly. And if you are there for righteousness, stand for righteousness. Because the Lord is coming quickly. So let us stand. This is God's coming. Jesus Christ, he's coming. And the truth is coming to light. His people are taking over. He's using his people to take over the world. The devil does not own this world. The time of the devil is over. It's done. And whoever tried to oppose the children of God from now on has already lost. The devil has lost already, but now it's settled. Whether the rapture happens or not, the devil declining has started. And whoever is following the devil need to repent. Because there will be no more playing around, no more allowing the devil to play. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is coming. And he's going to set his kingdom. So those who want to set the kingdom with them, rise up. Stand for the truth. People are going through it. You're not going through it because the time is tough and it's the virus. Now you got nothing to do with the virus. It's Jesus Christ coming. It's the truth that is shaking the world. And the sooner you wake up to the truth and embrace it, the better you will be. So, this is Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. I'm out.